welcome to Behind the Badge. With us today, we have Trooper Josh Lucky from the Indiana State Police at the Lowell Post. Good morning, Trooper Lucky.
Good morning, sir. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you. Sergeant Glenn Fifield, the Public Information Officer, could not be with us today. Why don't we start off with a little bit about yourself and how long you've been in law enforcement and some of your particular duties at the Lowell Post?
I have been with the Indiana State Police since 2021. Prior to serving with the state police, I was active duty military. I served in the United States Air Force for 6 years. My duties in the Air Force were military law enforcement, which was a great transition for me as I transitioned to working with the Indiana State Police. I'm currently a road trooper with the state police. What that means, I work on our state highways, mainly I-80 corridor as well as I-65, where I patrol the roadways looking for traffic violations, crimes, as well as responding to any calls for service that might come out. I'm assigned to the Lowell District, which is District 13. We patrol the seven most northwest counties inside Indiana.
Wanted to talk to you about several things today, and one of those would be people that are pulled over for OWIs and DUIs. Most people think that's probably all liquor-related or hard drug-related, but it can do with a misdemeanor type of charge as well, and that's marijuana. Tell us about how those arrests enter into what you do every day.
We're kind of in a unique situation here inside Indiana, with marijuana being legalized in our surrounding states. We're actually seeing a lot of impaired drivers on our roadways here in Indiana. Seems to be somewhat of a common misconception regarding using marijuana and then operating a motor vehicle. So I was hoping to just clear a little bit of that up today. Under Indiana state law, it's actually illegal to operate a motor vehicle with a controlled substance in your blood that was not prescribed to you. So to elaborate on that a little bit, marijuana is still a Schedule I controlled substance in Indiana. And oftentimes I hear the phrase, well, I smoked the marijuana in Illinois or in Michigan where it's legal to smoke. And really, it's kind of the same thing as somebody telling me, well, Trooper Lucky, I only drank the alcohol at the bar. You know, I'm not drinking while I'm driving my car, so it's okay that I'm drunk right now. And obviously that logic has quite a few flaws. So what we're doing to kind of combat the amount of impaired driving from marijuana that we're seeing on our roadways is a couple things. Number one, we've actually partnered with the Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. And what they've done is they've supplied our department with some Sotoxa oral fluid testing devices. And what that means is these devices are portable. They actually go inside of the cars of our troopers, and they're very similar to a portable breath test for alcohol. Except in this case, it would look for things like marijuana or other illegal drugs. And so this test is offered to drivers after a trooper has suspected or has reasonable, articulable suspicion that the driver is impaired. So usually this means after the driver has maybe failed standardized sobriety tests or they're exhibiting driving behaviors that are consistent with somebody who might be impaired. And the second thing that we've done is we have several certified drug recognition experts. These are troopers who have actually undergone additional training in order to help them detect impairment from things other than alcohol and drivers. And so they are actually equipped with additional tests that they can administer to drivers. They're able to determine with quite a high degree of certainty if someone is impaired on a drug. And if they are, what category of drug might they be impaired on? I'll finish with this. Ultimately, what this comes down to is we want to tell drivers that if they choose to consume marijuana legally in Illinois or legally in Michigan, just please do not operate your vehicle afterwards. Not only is it against Indiana state law, it's also very dangerous. Just like alcohol, marijuana should be treated with a certain level of caution. The last thing we would want to see is somebody crash their vehicle or ultimately lose their life or somebody else's.
We're speaking with Indiana State Police Trooper Josh Lucky from the State Police Post at Lowell. Recently, in fact, last Saturday, there was a drug take-back initiative, I believe all posts of the Indiana State Police. Tell us about what the drug take-back initiative was all about and your comments about the benefits of such an initiative.
The idea behind the drug take-back initiative ultimately is to try and reduce the amount of overdose or misuse of drugs that we're seeing not only throughout Indiana, but actually throughout the country. as people are becoming more informed, they're realizing that the usual, or might I say, old school methods of getting rid of old drugs by flushing them down the toilet, maybe, or throwing them in the trash is actually hazardous, potentially dangerous. So as people are kind of becoming informed about the dangerous side of that, these old prescription drugs are being shoved into the back of medicine cabinets or the back of a closet somewhere. A lot of times we're seeing accidental overdoses or misuse because these drugs most of the time forgotten about. And so as an agency, we're actually very proud to partner with for a drug take back initiative. What that means is we provide a safe area where Hoosiers can come, they can drop off their old medicine and give it to us. We will make sure that it gets disposed of properly according to the DEA guidelines. So yes, last Saturday we did have that event where we had residents bring their drugs and we were able to dispose of them safely.
Recently, there was a tragic accident on Interstate 65 south of the State Road 2 exit south of the Lowell Post, which a vehicle ran into the back end of a trailer that was parked on the shoulder, and a press release said it was not clear why the tractor trailer was parked there. Truckers, can they receive a citation if they're parked on shoulders of an off-ramp or on-ramp of the interstate?
Yes, they can. Just to be clear, stopping is only allowed on the shoulders of our interstate highways. If there's either an emergency situation or some kind of a mechanical issue that would prevent you from pulling off to the next exit. And so if a vehicle chooses to stop on the shoulder and it's not an emergency or a mechanical issue, they can certainly be cited under Indiana state law. In fact, this might be a good time actually to remind drivers about Indiana's move over law. Recently, that law was actually expanded because it requires drivers that are approaching any vehicle that's on the shoulder that has flashing lights. It requires to either move to an adjacent lane if they're able to, or to slow down 10 miles an hour under the speed limit if they're not able to get over. And the change that happened there was it used to refer simply to emergency vehicles, but the law was recently expanded to refer to any vehicle with flashing lights. So this would be a semi with its hazards on that's parked on the shoulder, or any regular vehicle that has its hazards on. And then the last thing I want to mention regarding this is if you are the vehicle that is disabled and you must stop on the shoulder, what we recommend you do is, first of all, turn your hazard lights on, keep your seatbelt on, stay in your vehicle. And then after that's all done, we'd recommend you call emergency services as necessary to help you out.
If someone has a tip to give to the state police, when they call, can they remain anonymous? What are some of the important pieces of information that you and the post look for when people call in with such a tip?
You can definitely report anonymously. That's not a problem. So we have a tip line that Hoosiers can call. We call it the If You See Something, Say Something tip line. That number is 877-226-1026. When calling that, the key thing to keep in mind is the more information that you can provide, the better. So specific things like locations, time, possibly identifiers of individuals like clothing, that can all be very helpful during the subsequent investigation that will follow. Now, I do want to be careful, though. I don't want people to refrain from calling the tip line just because they feel like they don't have enough information for an investigation. So when a tip lacks that pertinent information, it can still have a positive outcome. Still want to encourage people to come, but just keep in mind the more information that you can provide, the better.
Troopers from around the state have been recognized recently. We received several press releases about these troopers and their accolades. What was the recent event that was held for this purpose? Some of those may have been from Lowell.
Once a year, the Indiana State Police holds an award ceremony at the Indiana State House. The purpose of this award ceremony is to recognize the troopers and our professional staff employees that go above and beyond in serving their communities. It's a great way to recognize our employees, especially the ones that are just putting in the work day in and day out to make the state and their communities a better place to live. It is true that we did have several employees from Lowell this year that were at the award ceremony. We were well represented, which is not surprising to me because I get to work with these men and women each day, and they are hard workers trying to make the state a better place. So we had three troopers that were recognized for outstanding service, and we also had one of our dispatchers who was recognized as the dispatcher of the year for the entire state. So again, it's just a great way to recognize these employees that are going above and beyond.
You've been listening to Behind the Badge with Trooper Josh Lucky this month, who's filling in for Public Information Officer Sergeant Glenn Fifield. Trooper Lucky, we thank you so very much for the information you passed along to our listeners. Best wishes and stay safe.
Thank you, Russ. You as well.